T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Dr. Danny Avula was given the unenviable job of trying to coordinate the vaccinations across the entire state. His normal job is running the health district in Richmond and Henrico County. He's with us this morning, and I appreciate the fact that you've been willing to come on so often, and I wanted to make sure you were here today because it seems like somehow the numbers have turned around for Virginia. So let's get through that. We were at 50, and now we're where?
As of yesterday, we were 15. We'll see if the numbers update again today. But, yeah, pretty remarkable shift over the last week and a half.
And that's because you were able to get the numbers right, that things were actually going okay and they just weren't being reported? Or did you make some structural changes that have resulted in this change?
Yeah, a little bit of both, John. You know, I think that early on, we had a pretty distributed pathway for vaccine. At some point 5 weeks in, we had over 800 channels that vaccine was coming through, which made it really tough to assure good data entry, good data quality. So we onboarded a team about 2 weeks ago that have been working with all those providers, making sure that folks are caught up on the data, making sure that some of the data systems are talking to our state database. So there's a good chunk of that was just improving the capturing of information of good work happening already around the state. But we've also made some shifts in our strategy. Last week, we recognized that there were a bunch of places that had second doses in inventory, and these are second doses that were reserved for people who had their first dose already, but maybe couldn't get that second dose a week, 2 weeks out. And so what we asked certain health systems to do was to go ahead and shift those to first doses, get more shots in arms, and that we would manage inventory a little bit differently to make sure that everyone had a second dose to follow behind. So a couple of examples there, but we've also just seen tremendous capacity grow up around the state. I mean, in every corner of the Commonwealth, you're seeing these phenomenal mass vaccination events. Right here in Richmond, the Raceway did almost 5,000 people this past week. So I think we're all making strides together, and Virginia is clearly in a very different place. Mm-hmm.
Are you running out of vaccine, or are you functioning at full capacity with the resources you've got on the ground to stick people?
Well, both. We're clearly not getting the vaccine that we need. We had a stretch of 4 days at the end of January where we administered between 49 and 51,000 doses each day. So we've hit that 50,000 day shots a day mark that we set for ourselves. The problem is we're not getting enough vaccine to sustain that 7 days a week. So right now, we've seen a slight increase, but it's about 120,000 doses a week for the entire state. And so when we distribute that around the state based on population, that means, Richmond, Henrico, sort of the larger RVA area is getting somewhere around 10,000 doses, maybe a little bit more. But that goes quickly, especially when we're doing events where you can get 5,000 shots out in a single day. And that's not just for the health departments. That's the health departments, the health systems, and other providers as well. So the capacity is there. And as soon as we're able to get more of a supply that's about 350,000 or more doses a week, we'll be able to hit a steady stride of 50,000 doses a day.
And what is the problem with hitting that 350,000 doses a week number? Is it the manufacturer? Is it a supply chain problem within the federal government before it gets to Virginia? Where's the breakdown there, do you think?
Yeah, I think it's primarily in manufacturing. We are anticipating a couple of things. One, the ramping up of more actual doses being manufactured by Pfizer and Moderna. That may not happen for a couple of months. I mean, they're obviously maxing out their capacity, and so they're growing more of a footprint to create more vaccine. The other things that will significantly change supply are having new vaccine candidates enter the market. Johnson & Johnson looks like they're going to submit their emergency use authorization next week. AstraZeneca is probably a few weeks out, and that means probably March for J&J and maybe April or so for AstraZeneca. And there's a couple of more candidates behind it. But, you know, as these different vaccine candidates get through their clinical trials, that's going to inject more supply, which will help us get closer to that goal.
You think they're manufacturing at full capacity, or, you know, pumping out as much as they possibly can now? The ones that are doing it.
You'd think they have every incentive to, right? I know that with the Biden administration's commitment to 100 million doses in 100 days, I know that they just upped that to 150 million doses. There are clearly efforts in place to expand manufacturing capacity in addition to relying on new vaccine to enter the market. But I don't know why that we wouldn't be at max capacity right now, and it will likely just take a little time to build up more of a manufacturing footprint to infuse more vaccine into states.
All right. Well, I get emails, I'm sure you have too, about how someone can sign up to get the vaccine and how they determine where they are in the line. You know, my mom and dad are supposed to get their vaccine today, I think at 4 o'clock. They're late 70s. With too many medical problems, so I'm very thankful that they're, you know, in that process of being taken care of in that high risk group. But for folks who fall outside of that high risk group, I think there's still some confusion. Somebody like me who's 50, I'm okay. I'll sit and wait for another several weeks if I need to. But you know, how would you instruct people to figure out where they are in the line and how to get signed up?
Yeah. Well, the first thing I'd say is that. Between 1A and 1B, that accounts for about 50% of Virginia's population that is currently eligible to get vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And at 120,000 doses a week for the entire state, that means that it's going to take several weeks, if not several months, to work through the 1B population. So I hope that people understand the reality of where we are, that we are efficiently getting vaccine out the door. We just are not getting enough to work through that 1B population any quicker than we are. So the primary pathway for folks who find themselves eligible in 1B is to go to your local health department website. There's either a phone number you can call or a web form where you can pre-register, put your name in the queue. Now, we have heard, John, as you're suggesting, that people just don't, once they've done that, they don't know, they don't have feedback, they don't know how to check their status. And so we are absolutely addressing that. We're building in the functionality that will send weekly reminders that should be ready, hopefully by next week. And so the goal moving forward is that people are able to check their status and know that they haven't just been forgotten about. But it doesn't change the reality of where we are, which is that this is going to be a several week process before we get through some of those priority populations in 1B.
Yeah. Well, listen, I appreciate you coming on the air to talk about it. And I want to applaud you for doing whatever it took to get the numbers right and try to get this underway. It sounds like, anecdotally from the people who communicate with me, that there is now some hope that this is getting into people's arms and they're feeling more comfortable. And I think you deserve a lot of credit for that. So I wanted to make sure that I had a chance to tell you that and hear directly from you. Dr. Danny Avula, who is running this vaccine plan for the state, and seems to have turned it around. We'll just try to keep it going. Thank you.
Well, it's definitely not a one-man show, John. You know that this is the entire effort of the state, but I appreciate that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.